It's that time again for 5 minutes with Dr. Teresa Felder. She is our president here at Hartford Community College, and she's joining us this morning, and we say good morning to Dr. Felder.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure thing. Tell us what's new here at Hartford Community College.
This week, I'm excited to bring you news from the athletic side of the house. Terry, I'm not sure if our listeners are aware, but here at Hartford, we have a robust athletics program. Our student athletes come from all over the world to compete for Hartford in Region 20 of the NJCAA, which is the National Junior College Athletic Association. We sponsor 13 intercollegiate athletic programs here at the college, and our athletes compete at the Division I level. And in fact, our women's lacrosse team is set to kick off the season as the number one team in the region, according to an NJCAA preseason poll.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's wonderful.
It is wonderful, Terry. I'm so proud of our Fighting Owls. It's been 2 seasons since our women's lacrosse team has set foot on the field due to the pandemic. So this spring season, we are very excited to get them back on the field for their season opener on March 12th when they play Carroll Community College.
Tell us a little bit more about our Fighting Owls. You mentioned that some of our students are international. Is that right?
That's right, Terry. We have more than 400 student athletes here at Hartford. And out of those 400, roughly 30 students come to us from around the world to compete for us. I'm so proud of these students. Not only are they gifted athletes, but they are academic achievers as well. More than 60 of our athletes have earned a spot on the Athletic Director's Honor Roll, and 16 students receive NJCAA All Academic Honors for having a 3.6 GPA or higher.
Wow, that is fantastic. I believe our athletes are also active in our community as well, right?
Absolutely, Terry. Our athletes are very active in the community and have participated in fundraisers benefiting the Kauffman Cancer Center, the Headstrong Foundation, and the Side Out Foundation, to name a few. Collectively, these athletes raised more than $8,000 last fall alone to support our community. We are so proud of them.
What a great update, Dr. Felder. We're all proud of our student athletes, their performance both on and off the field, and their commitment to our community.
So are we, Terry. I encourage everyone in the community to come out to our beautiful campus and watch a game. Just go to hartfordathletics.com and take a look at the calendar right on the home page to find upcoming games. Parents and coaches, this is a great opportunity to bring your young athletes to watch professional sports right in our community. So come on out and support our Fighting Owls.
Yeah, come on out and support us. Dr. Felder, thank you so much for the update this week.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show, Terry.